This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Final segment with Bill Mitchell. I'm Alex Jones, your host. And I cannot stress this enough because as libertarians, as positive folks, we don't tend to drama queen about everything. But you're seeing the worst censorship ever in U.S. history. It's happening worldwide. Apple's moving to communist China to put their cloud-based system and all our IDs on it so they can be tax-exempt. Trump lowers the tax from 40 to 15. China goes, we're going to zero, but you got to be state-run. And then it's in Reuters, Apple just goes, yeah, well, you have to do that here. Let the government run you. So, yeah, Chinese intelligence will now run Apple. And I'm reading this, and it's like not even real. So America's standing up from the brink. I don't want to be too positive. I am a positive. But the 4 minutes we have left, Bill Mitchell, you're Mr. Positive. And I agree. Trump's got the same philosophy. I do as well. It's happening. I was very negative back before. I'm very positive now because we've turned the worm. But in 3-4 minutes, what are the bad scenarios if we don't stay active and we're not involved? How could this go bad?
Oh, yeah. Well, you know how it is in football. On any given Sunday, the worst team in the league can beat the best team in the league. If the best team doesn't take it seriously and doesn't bring their A game. We need to bring our A game. We need to get motivated as the Trump base to get out there and vote. And not only for us to get out and vote, but to get other people of like mind to go out and vote. And we need to emphasize in these congressional elections, okay, for instance, the one in PA 16, okay, Ciccone wasn't a sexy candidate. You know, he wasn't a candidate that thrilled or inspired, but I tell you what, he was a vote for the Trump agenda. And Lamb was a vote against the Trump agenda. They kind of sold him a pig and a poke out there to the good people of Pennsylvania 18. But we need to say to people, you know, even if you don't know the name of the person who's running in your district, find it out. But if you get to the voting booth and you're like, who should I vote for? Vote for the R, because it's going to be a vote for the
Trump. Absolutely. But it shows we're winning, that the leftist candidates, they're trying to get rid of Pelosi, they're trying to get rid of all these other dead wood, and now they're trying to get rid of Hillary, and now you look at the CIA leftist arm is running like 50 candidates for Congress, and they're all little pretty boy trying to sound like Trump. I mean, these are spies in our government, globalist operatives, trying to pose as patriots with no bona fides, no history. So absolutely, vote for no Democrats, period.
That's the beauty of a guy like putting a guy like Lamb up. He's got no track record, no voting record. He's a clean slate, so people can write on him whatever they want, and that's what they did with Barack Obama.
But you can see the smart look on his face and how he is such a little arrogant Eddie Haskell.
Yeah, yeah. Well, this is what they do. You know, they like to bring their messiahs, their saviors along. But we need to outwork these guys. We need to outwork these guys, and we need to be on the phones, find out who your local representatives are, volunteer, donate, go out there, knock on doors, put door hangers out there. We need to outwork them on
exactly, because in 14 months, we've already seen things turn around a lot, but we've got to now save this win, because this is the counterattack. The motivated, arrogant slugs are now motivated.
Yeah, well, it's like I said, it's an extinction level event. I mean, if we can take a supermajority in the Senate, and it's possible because we have at least 10 senators that are in the states that Trump won easily, and Trump is polling very well in those states right now. Okay, and a lot of those are big time at risk. As a matter of fact, you have Democrat senators right now in some of these states who all voted against tax reform, which is a tremendous strategic mistake on their part, and they're actually running 10 and 15 points behind an unnamed candidate. It's like, you know, they haven't named a candidate yet, and the Democrat is already running behind. So, this thing with PA 18, I'm sorry, they're not going to be able to replicate that elsewhere. If the Democrats were full of guys like Lamb, they'd be in better shape, but they're not.
Also, they could take a few special elections and target everything. They can't when there's hundreds of them happening, like there'll be.
They don't have any money.
Yeah, that's right. They're not raising money. They're dead in the water. And I'll go further, Bill. You know, the Republicans have found they flipped a bunch of the machines, thousands of votes. He only lost by 600. So I don't think we should give this up. We should point out the election fraud.
Oh, yeah, we should point out the election fraud. And in this case, you know what? I think the GOP wants to win that race. I think in Alabama, I think they didn't want more. And I think we saw a tremendous
I hear you. Bill, we're out of time. Thank you. Amazing.
The scientists at InfoWars Life have created a powerful formula for inflammatory support and joint support. Discover the power of ancient medicine with Bodies. Bodies contains one of the most potent forms of turmeric available. Turmeric has been used for thousands of years and is one of the most studied herbals today. It is well known in traditional medicine for its soothing properties. Our pure turmeric extract plus piperine from black pepper makes for optimal absorption to help boost and support your flexibility, mobility, joint function, immune system, and so much more. Regular turmeric root from the store only contains 1 to 5% of active ingredients, but our turmeric root extract contains over 95% of the active ingredients. Bodies combines turmeric with organic herbs such as spearmint, sage, lemon balm, and thyme to work synergistically for full body support. Try Bodies today at InfoWarsLife.com or call us at 1-888-253-3139.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
All right, Ted Malik is going to be joining us, a former head of the Davos Group, on the board of the Davos Group, Aspen Institute, you name it, but a patriot, an anti-globalist inside the globalist camp. We're going to break down Trump, what's currently happening. We're also going to open the phones up and take some of your phone calls. And is Zach from Space Command, is Zach going to be joining us? I wasn't sure if he was coming on today. If not, it'll be tomorrow. Okay, yeah. All right, so I'm going to get what's happening with the Pentagon there. We're going to go to Ted Malik right now, and then we're getting Roger Stone on the phone. He texted me about 10 minutes ago with huge breaking news dealing with Fiona Hill, the George Soros operative that we exposed last year that is involved with McMaster and everybody. And just as Roger said in January that basically Rex Tillerson had already been fired and a lot of his duties and power stripped by the president and that he would be removed in March. You saw that happen exactly as we said. He also broke it with a pressure bomb, very primitive bombs. He used a bomb in Austin yesterday. That's now in the news today. So I'm just telling you, we have the real sources. This Fiona Hill individual is the Soros operative in the White House with McMaster, and that Trump is really angry and is looking to remove them both. POTUS is pissed at McMaster for speaking to Susan Rice and defending her public ally, reported on InfoWars at the time. I just learned that the, I can't read this part, is none other than the deputy Fiona Hill. Toward Soros, InfoWars exposed and how bad she was and how terrible it was that she was in the White House working for McMaster. So Trump is really cleaning house, and now Roger has got a chance to talk to the White House and find out exactly why the president is accelerating the purge right now. Ted Malik's always got his ear to the ground. Let's find out from Ted what he thinks of the purges and all the things that are going on, and the deputy director, it wasn't me, the director, McCabe, as we knew, but now out. Covering up for Hillary, lying to Congress, lying to the FBI director, lying to the Justice Department head, and now they're looking to fire him, I guess, ahead of criminal charges. So we're going to Roger here in just a moment as soon as we get him. Ted Malik, this point in history, what's your intel? I know you've got a lot of high-level sources.
Well, I think what we have is the globalists coming to power finally in the White House. So Steve Bannon's admission to the original sin of bringing in the establishment and the globalist part of the Republican Party has proven problematic. And now, finally, Trump is taking it back. And he's removing those people, excising those people from his administration. I think that's very clear in the case of the Secretary of State, which, you know, many of us predicted 3-4 months ago. I did when I was on your show. We have Pompeo, who's certainly completely aligned with the president, is basically a Tea Party congressman coming in as Secretary of State. We've got a woman who's tough on terror coming in to head the CIA.
We should be very pleased by Pompeo.
We should be very pleased. He's the real thing. And on the economic side, which is my normal beat, we've got Larry Kudlow, who is very well known, you know, a Reagan supply side economist, obviously more free trade than some people in the White House like Peter Navarro. But he's coming around even on that position, and I think that's going to be a lovely relationship.
Well, yeah, because I'm for free trade, but not when it's unfair. Wow, let's bring Roger Stone, and we'll continue with Ted Malik joining us from London. People are saying, oh, my gosh, you know, Pompeo, oh, and this lady, the first woman had, under orders of Obama, she ran black sites. You got to arrest Obama if you're going to arrest her for this. Just grow up, folks. I'm against the torture. Ron Paul's against it. Rand Paul, Trump was openly for it because that's what goes on. Now he does it because the Secretary of Defense says it doesn't work well, more problems than it solves. I agree. But don't sit there on a high horse when Obama expanded torture. He didn't get rid of it and pointed this lady. But that's a side issue. You just heard what Ted Malik was saying. You've got big breaking news. We'll have you for a few minutes, Roger, about what the shakeup in the White House is really about and that the president is finally on the warpath.
Well, Alex, as you know, we reported exclusively here at InfoWars last year that the president was very unhappy with his National Security Director, General H.R. McMaster's meeting with Susan Rice, and subsequently by McMaster's public comments appearing to absolve Rice.
And you broke that 3 months before. In fact, give us the date. You broke here that at the very place he was, who he was having dinner with, he was drunk, talking tracks about the president. The New York Post was given it, didn't run it. You broke it here. 3 months later, it did break, word for word, what you said. So expand on that.
So now we know, we also reported exclusively last year that H.R. McMaster's top aide was a globalist named Fiona Hill, who we traced directly to George Soros and his Open Society Institute. Now we have learned that it was Hill who facilitated the conversation between McMaster and Rice that has gotten McMaster fired. McMaster is on his way out. This has been reported publicly, but we now know the reasons. Trump is furious about McMaster's conversation with Rice, but even madder that McMaster publicly absolved Rice in the unmasking scandal. Again, we here at InfoWars first identified Fiona Hill, the globalist leftist Soros insider, who had infiltrated McMaster's.
And that's why they're so panicked to get us off YouTube, off Google, off Twitter, openly suing us, Georgetown, Soros back, all of it. Because put the article on screen for TV viewers, please. We broke this word for word in May 31st, 2017, bombshell, Soros insider infiltrates Trump administration. Then it was picked up by Newsmax, and then it was hand-delivered to the president at Mar-a-Lago, we can now reveal, back in the summer of last year. I mean, that's why they hate us, Roger. Go ahead.
You're absolutely right, Alex. You see, when McMaster spoke publicly absolving Rice, somehow those stories and clippings never got to the president. Well, when he did see them, he hit the roof. There's one thing Donald Trump despises above all else, and that's disloyalty. And he's clearly doing house cleaning here. Now, I like Mike Pompeo. I don't understand his ongoing criticism of Julian Assange and WikiLeaks. But that aside, I do think he's more of an anti-interventionist than the McMaster clique.
Well, he's an American firster and is in line with the president. That's what matters.
Well, he was a member of the Freedom Caucus when he was in the House. He was cheering WikiLeaks on during the campaign, largely because of their exposure of the corruption of Hillary Clinton. This is all about to turn. Let me remind you that Chairman Nunes sent a letter to Brennan, Clapper, Rice, and others with a deadline of March 2nd to answer questions about their involvement with the dossier. We don't know what they have responded, but I think we are about to have a volcanic eruption.
How big is it, McCabe? The word is they're getting ready for criminal charges.
McCabe is the centerpiece of the criminal conspiracy to utilize the fake dossier fabricated by a foreign agent in league with a bunch of Russians and utilize it as evidence. McCabe is the chief perp. He's the guy who directed and approved the use of our tax dollars for payments to GPS Fury.
Yes, is there any evidence that people are building that Mueller has rolled over to the president, and we see some of these new indictments and these new files looking at Democrats? I mean, I don't think Mueller was with the president all along like some thing, but I think there's signs that he's starting to hedge his bets because no evidence was found and rolling.
Well, it's possible that Mueller will bring a few relatively low-level indictments against Democrats, but we don't know that Mueller is McCabe's target. We don't know that McCabe has been targeted by Mueller. McCabe may be targeted by the Trump Justice Department and not the special group. I think that's far more likely.
Well, they're talking about that right now. Wow. Roger Stone, bombshell information. I'm going to come back from break and get Ted Malik's take on this, but just briefly with you then. What do we expect to happen with Fiona Hill? How long until she's out? How long until McMaster, the reported alcoholic nincompoop, and reportedly he is just a total nincompoop controlled by the neocons who can't find his ass with both hands, how long until these idiots are out of the White House? We'll be back. Infowars.com, Newswars.com, TedMalik.com. Stay with us.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home? And you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect that may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.
Hear that? That's the sound of a house being trashed while a gang of thieves ransack the place. And what they don't steal will be destroyed.
This year, resolve not to be the next victim of a break-in. Go to faketv.com and discover a device that creates the illusion someone inside is watching TV, even when you're miles away. Security is a mindset, and Fake TV should be part of your security solution. Be vigilant, but not fearful. faketv.com.
Receiving this transmission, you are the resistance. It's Alex Jones.
All right, we're going to do the balance of the hour with Ted Malik. I've been inside Davos, been on the board of directors of it, can really flesh out the battle between the globalists and America and where it's going, and Trump throwing globalists overboard now and really making this big turn. But finishing up with Roger Stone with this big breaking news. The president learned that the moles were through a Soros operative inside of the White House through McMaster and has now culling the whole thing out. So just in 2 minutes, Roger, break down why these people are departing, why he's gotten rid of Cohn, why is the Secretary of State, all of it, and get into this Soros operative lady that's the linchpin to it all. And again, you were saying the word is that McMaster is about to be toast.
He's clearly next on the hit list, Alex. First of all, we cannot underestimate the importance of the appointment of Larry Kudlow as the president's chief economic advisor. Many believe Kudlow should have had this appointment from the very beginning, but the globalists working internally were able to block him.
Well, let's be clear. You told me early on when he was president-elect that you were pushing Larry Kudlow.
I was among those definitely pushing Larry. Larry Kudlow was the individual who helped the president formulate what was clearly the most dynamic and pro-growth of any of the Republican candidates' economic plans. In the tax cut, the president is following the advice and game plan laid out by Kudlow. Now, the president has finally thrown the globalist Goldman Sachs insider, Gary Cohn, who boasted, by the way, that he could have had the same job under Hillary Clinton had she been elected, to the curb, and has brought in a real Trump supporter, a real Reaganite, someone who is committed to economic growth. This cannot be underestimated in terms of its importance. Now, in the foreign policy realm, if the president cashiers McMaster, who is always an odd fit given the fact that he came from a nonprofit financed by the Rockefeller Foundation, the Ford Foundation, and yes, George Soros, prior to his position in the White House, and replace him with someone who is a non-interventionist, more aligned with Pompeo and the president, this will be a major, major internal coup. The president has the right to reassemble his hand, and he's doing so with some much, much better people.
So, it took months for this to come to a head. How long do you think McMaster and Fiona Hill can stay in? Then who else needs to be thrown overboard?
Well, we know that the president first took note of Fiona Hill because of our reporting here at InfoWars. Now he's put two and two together and figured out, and we've confirmed this morning, that Fiona Hill was the one who engineered his communications with Susan Rice. Susan Rice, the former national security advisor for Barack Obama, and the woman who ran the criminal unmasking operation and is knee-heat deep in the entire dossier fiasco. I believe McMaster's days are literally numbered. The real question will be whether or not he is replaced by somebody better. There is a major report by Jack Posobiec about a longtime John McCain associate who is maneuvering for this job. This is Washington intrigue at its very best.
That's right. But now a direct pipeline to the Obama operatives that did the unmasking, the criminal spying, the lying, all of it, setting up the PP gate, all of it, the Stay Behind Network and the FBI and Justice Department, a direct pipeline to them through McMaster and Fiona Hill, right back to Obama, still trying to control policy from his office 2 miles away. Incredible. We'll get all of tomorrow's news today. Thanks to Roger Stone. Thank you, Roger.
I'll be on the War Room at 5 Eastern today with an update.
All right, let's go back to Ted Mountain for the rest of the hour. Ted, thanks for sitting there. And we have that breaking news, but I'm sure you can dial into all that, and we'll get into some other subjects in the next segment, but your take on what you just heard.
Well, as usual, Roger is absolutely spot on. I can tell you that it looks like Attorney General Sessions is actually going to fire McCabe tomorrow, and that will mean that McCabe will not get his large U.S. government pension. In other words, he'll get the justice he deserves. Fiona Hill is likely to be out on her ass in the next day or two. McMaster may have 30 days left. We all know his time is like the clock. It's ticking away. Trump is actually interviewing, as Roger suggests, people for that position. I'm told he's talked to a couple of generals, and I know personally he's talking and has talked to John Bolton, among others. So this is really a period of deep change in the White House. I don't think this is ever going to end until Trump gets what he wants and the people he wants in those slots.
But we can't be too confident. How will the globalists strike back with all this Stormy Daniels crap?
Well, I think that can be put to the side. That's just a kind of a fatuation of CNN. I guess it's now a pornography network as well as a so-called fake news network. I mean, the bigger story for me, Alex, and one I know you and your readers and listeners are very keen on, is this story of the dossier, what I call the plot to destroy Trump. And indeed, I have a book coming out on that. It'll be out in the next 30 or 45 days. It basically puts all the dots together to tell the story about how the Democrats fashion, in fact, nothing less than a coup d'etat of our President Donald Trump.
And I've read some excerpts to know what you're doing. This book is key for Congress and the media and everybody to have a blueprint for prosecution. This is way beyond the Nunes memo.
Oh, yeah. No, this is the big 30,000-foot view. It connects all of the dots. I've been researching it very confidentially and talking to all kinds of people for the better part of 60 to 90 days. And we have been pulling it together, and I'm very happy to say I just saw the final type print, and it's going to press.
You know, I also know you're a theologian amongst your other degrees. What's the Bible verse? We'll look it up, where you dig a pit for your brother, you fall into it. I mean, you can really see how they built this whole thing to destroy Trump, but basically just mirrored it off what they'd actually done, and now they've stepped in a bear trap.
Well, indeed, and this GPS fusion firm, of course, is the one that had the nefarious ideas, hired the Christopher Steele. In fact, what I disclose in this book, that and this has not been, I think, discussed anywhere else, GPS fusion also did work for one president, Barack Obama, when he was looking for opposition research on Mitt Romney.
That's right, and we're going to go to break and talk about this. I want to get some into Russia. What do you think about Trump going for this thing out of England, and you're over there in England when we come back? Is there any truth to the Russians nerve gassing? I don't see any proof. So why would Trump launch all these sanctions and things? It seems like he's doing so many good things, but on this end, he's kind of buying in the whole neocon fever swamp.
Well, there was a significant attack in this very lovely cathedral city, Salisbury in England, where a former GRU Soviet intelligence officer and his daughter were somehow affected with nerve gas. What the name of that nerve gas is, I think, has not been disclosed. The Brits call it Novichok, but we don't know
exactly
what it is.
Exactly. So I'm going to hear from you in England if there's any validity to this and where this is going. But Ted Malik, straight ahead, TedMalik.com. Find all his books there. I'm Alex Jones. I'm so excited. The new product at InfoWarsLife.com, in a glass bottle, 2 month servings, filled to the brim, filled to the absolute top, the real red pill. This is a heart and brain pill a nootropic that doesn't have any stimulants in it. But boy, does it stimulate, because it's beyond that. Quite frankly, I just went off what I saw medical doctors prescribing to their patients, but it wasn't prescription, but they were charging people $100, $200 for the formulae. And I came up with our own formula, working with some scientists and developers. Non-GMO, made right here in America, 120 capsules. And ladies and gentlemen, you add the preglinone to it, which is the precursor to all the hormones that your body has to have to even make the hormones in your glands. It is amazing. Red Pill, now available at InfoWarsStore.com, and your purchase funds the operation.
Does the current world crisis in North Korea or our domestic crisis right here in America concern you? Well, I know it concerns me. My friends over at Legacy Food Storage have solutions in the event there's the inevitable. What's the inevitable? Civil unrest, a run on your local grocery store. And here's my question to you. If this happens, how do you feed your children? How do you feed your grandchildren? Legacy Food Storage has the solutions. In fact, they can help you implement a simple plan to take care of your needs in the event of the inevitable. By calling them right now, I have authorized them to give you a special 20% discount at checkout by simply using GCN. Call 888-543-7345 or visit them at legacyfoodstorage.com. That's 888-543-7345 or visiting them at legacyfoodstorage.com. Make sure you use GCN at checkout for an incredible 20% discount. Don't be a victim. Take control of your life now.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Tired of being censored by Facebook, YouTube, Twitter, and Patreon? Well, now you don't have to be. OneWay.com is the free speech and human-friendly social network built just for you. Stop feeding the beast. Every post you make on those evil, anti-human, anti-American perverted sites helps them destroy our families, our country, and our souls. Join OneWay today and take back your liberty. Your free speech alternative is waiting for you at OneWay.com. OneWay.com.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want to stop tyranny? Well, so does he. Live from the InfoWars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
All right, Ted Malik is a former Davos board member, Inside the Globalist author, and he's on with us to talk about the big battle going on in the world, what's happening with the unelected EU, how it's trying to kill Brexit. We were getting into, though, this former GRU colonel, this Russian intelligence operative had been in London, and for over a decade he was out in the countryside, comes out of a little shop, little grocery store, and then he and his daughter are found nerve gassed. They say something like VX, they won't say what. And then they're like, we're sure it's the Russians, we're sure it's the Russians. Why would the Russians do this? when it lets England and everybody do sanctions and then Trump launches sanctions. We need Russian resources. Russians Christian again. Russia's helped fight radical Islam. That's what Trump's instincts are. So I'm really worried about the neocons and all this. And, you know, Mueller and all the rest of it. I mean, I hope this isn't Trump going along with this because he wants to look tough on Russia. We've got all these articles here. This is saying this is like worse than during some of the worst parts of the Cold War. So Washington sanctions Russia, individuals and entities, U.S. Treasury. And we've gone over all of that. But just to say with no evidence, you know, we think you did this. And to kind of go along with, oh, the Russians influenced the election. There are Russian election companies. The Democrats are more famous than Republicans. And that's why 80% of the funding, even the FBI's report, was Democrats going and hiring bot companies in Russia. Everybody's got these bot companies. They bought them all over the world to then to see, get around election law here. If you do it here, it's under the Federal Elections Commission. I'm telling listeners that. I'm sure most of them know it. But you go to Russia, you go to South Africa, England. I mean, Russian bots were relatively small. They were involved, and 80% roughly were pro-Hillary. And then they had anti-Trump demonstrations when he was a candidate, when he was president-elect. Michael Moore attended one in New York. It doesn't mean Michael Moore's a Russian agent. He's a globalist dirtbag agent. So the facts are this is insane. And so now sanctions on Russia because they have companies that people can go and pay to push stuff on Facebook. I mean, there are thousands and thousands of companies in Texas you can hire. There's hundreds in Austin that will push stuff on Facebook and Twitter for you and YouTube. So to say, like, if some Russian company hired an American company to push a candidate in Russia, does that mean the U.S. is involved? This is just crazy. And you've got the CIA, the leftists, you've got George Soros in Ukraine and Russia trying to overthrow their elections, and, you know, the CIA-funded rock band Pussy Riot and all this crap. And I just don't want a new Cold War with Russia. It's just stupid. And it's not because I'm a Russian agent. I'm an anti-globalist, and I want nation states. And Russia deserves to get out of globalism itself, like all these other kind of, you know, they claim realignments in Spain, realignments in Catalan, realignments in Greece, realignments in Italy, Czech Republic, in Hungary, in Romania, in Poland, in Reykjavik, there in Iceland, and in the Brexit is all Russian. Well, you know what? That's ridiculous. The Russians can barely even get the streetlights working all over across their giant country. I mean, this is a load of BS. Okay, the toilets are overflowing in Moscow. They're trying to hold their crap together from George Soros and the globalists trying to raid them. I know you're an American firster, Ted Malik. You see the EU as the real authoritarian threat with Juncker, the Nazi heir, saying, we'll break up America, we'll crush Trump a year ago. He isn't laughing now, is he? But they say it's anti-Semitic to say globalist by Trump or you or I when the Chinese dictator's the top globalist now, along with Juncker being number two, wouldn't you say, and then Soros being number three. I mean, is that an accurate statement as a big insider like yourself?
The Ukraine and the international response.
The term globalism is just the counter to nationalism. It doesn't have any racial, ethnic, religious connotation whatsoever. So that's a total misnomer. I mean, I think we need a realistic view on Russia. I mean, we shouldn't have a benign view. We shouldn't view them as somehow either our ideal partner or in every way an attractive alternative, nor should we view them as radical evil. I mean, there have been a number of suspicious deaths in the UK, 14 to be exact, over the last period of time of Russians and Russian agents, oligarchs. So they do have an issue in the UK, in the Litvinenko deaths with Polonium.
But I mean, you really think that's the Russians? Because a lot of these are Rothschild fronts and others that's come out in court who've served out their usefulness.
Well, indeed. So we need to get behind it. We need to see the intelligence. We can't just point a finger. There are all kinds of rogue elements, even in Russia. There's organized crime. There are breakaway groups. So,
well, that's key what you said, because I've studied the demographics and the political. Russia is just like the U.S., overrun with Antifa, globalist, leftist. I mean, the idea that Russia is this monolithic evil force is just not what the demographics show.
Well, you give them too much credit by painting them into this giant bear. They weren't the same superpower we were even during the Cold War. So just to suggest that, everything in Russia has been halved in this period since, that they are anywhere near being that kind of giant is just factually.
So let me ask you this then. What you predicted 10 years ago, what the CIA connections we have predicted 6-7 years ago, that, Alex, it's all going to implode, nationalism's coming back, globalism's being abandoned, the people want it, we're going to stop it, because there are big factions in the governments that are good, and the globalists now realize the countervailing winds here, that they're going into the winds. Why are you seeing such an explosion of nationalism and a rediscovery of capitalism worldwide? What's pushing it? Is it just purely the human spirit, or what is the prime moving forces behind it?
Well, I think there's a convergence of a number of things. The first thing is basically a repudiation of what globalization and globalism has provided. So there's an economic travail, and people are just dissatisfied.
So globalism sucks.
Yeah, to put it loosely, I mean, economically, it hasn't produced. Culturally, it has also ripped apart our societies, our families, our cultures. So people are repudiating it on that level. You talk about the spiritual realm, one that I'm keenly interested in. It's also in denial of everything that has to do with tradition, that has to do with our traditional religions. And people are motivated and moving back towards those meanings.
That's my next question, because you're making so many good points. I am not against the average liberal. I'm not against gay people. I don't care. Literally, I'm sick of them acting like I'm against them. But the leftist and MSNBC, they all say they hate families, they hate Christians. They come over and they see I have my family and they go, F your family. Or I thought you lost your family in this whole cussy battle. And they try to celebrate. They try to celebrate that I'm this loser, and other conservatives I know say no. Liberals tell them that. How long is it till your family's broken up? Why do they hate families so much?
Well, because since biblical times, or before that, actually, in Aristotle, if you read Aristotle, you realize that the family is the building block of society. It's one of the key intermediating factors between the individual and the state. If you don't have strong families, the state usurps all power and actually displaces then every other institution, and we're left with nothing but a monolithic gray state. Which
That's
is
right.
In fact,
the family is the base unit of humanity. You take that, the people fall.
And they want to eradicate that. So I wrote a piece, it was very controversial, I guess it was last year, appeared in Breitbart, suggesting on research that 17 of the current EU leaders have no children. Is that just a surprise, or is that actually a commitment? Do they want us, in fact, to have no children, to have no families, to have no extended families, so that they can control us?
That's right. And it's not, people aren't bad if they don't have children, but when you look at 25 states and 17 don't have kids, and people walk up at Whole Foods and say you shouldn't have 3-4 kids, I just think they're miserable people that are so selfish, they see us and they just want to pull it down.
It's a very, very sad mentality. But that's where the left and the globalists world has taken us. And to some extent, this battle is still being fought day in and day out in Europe. It's by no means won, even though we can celebrate the Italian victories last week, and we can look to the next election in the next European country up and coming, and we can say in 2019, hopefully the European Union will, be a fraction of its former self, and that there's a chance that some of those power blocks will fall, that Germany is in fact itself, even though with its new grand coalition government, inwardly focused and no longer able to pull over.
That's right. Ted Malik, when we come back, let's talk about an even bigger issue.
ID Stronghold wallets are different. They may look the same on the outside. They're stylish. They'll hold your cards and cash. But they're hiding something great on the inside. No, there are no pyrotechnics. And it doesn't sing when you open it. But it does have magical powers. ID Stronghold wallets protect your critical information and identity from thieves standing right next to you. Anyone can buy a cheap RFID scanner online and snag your information just by walking past you. Contactless credit cards, debit cards, even your work ID badge. ID Stronghold was the first to pioneer RFID blocking technology over
12 years ago. ID Stronghold's wallets, sleeves, and badge holders are trusted by the U.S. military and the Executive Office of the President, something the competitors can't say. Secure your identity and save 10% by using coupon code MAGIC at checkout for a limited time at IDStronghold.com. IDStronghold.com.
Hear that? That's the sound of a house being trashed while a gang of thieves ransack the place. And what they don't steal will be destroyed.
This year, resolve not to be the next victim of a break-in. Go to faketv.com and discover a device that creates the illusion someone inside is watching TV, even when you're miles away. Security is a mindset, and fake TV should be part of your security solution. Be vigilant, but not fearful. faketv.com.
Tired of being censored by Facebook, YouTube, Twitter, and Patreon? Well, now you don't have to be. OneWay.com is the free speech and human-friendly social network built just for you. Stop feeding the beast. Every post you make on those evil, anti-human, anti-American perverted sites helps them destroy our families, our country, and our souls. Join OneWay today and take back your liberty. Your free speech alternative is waiting for you at OneWay.com. OneWay.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com, virtual care anywhere.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what some people have to say.
Several years ago, I was developing a very severe situation. I called it my flippy heart. It just was doing not good things. And I did not want to go to a medical doctor because I just knew they would give me a cover-up pill. I didn't want to get onto that sort of thing at all. When I learned it was garlic and cayenne, and cayenne is a healer. It is a wonderful herb. I said, I think I'm on to something here. I'll tell you, I wouldn't be without it. It did wonderful things for me.
Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid. Call now. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey Guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
The information war. It's Alex Jones.
What we are looking at, good and evil, right? 950-ton pedestrian bridge collapsed about 20 minutes ago at Florida International University. Reports of multiple deaths and injuries. Our prayers go out to everybody, and that's too bad. And I certainly, just a prelude of a big earthquake out in California, or Mount St. Helens blows up in Oregon or in Washington. But should we ban bridges? Because you want to ban guns, jihadis run over people with cars. Do you ban the cars? England keeps trying to ban butcher knives for making it a license because they have a lot of knife crime. But see, a bunch of people die from bridge collapse. It's just pew, out of the news in hours. But it's some crazed person on a bunch of Prozac type drugs. Well, it goes on forever, and all gun owners are then to blame. So all of us that ever drove over a bridge, all of us that ever drove in a car, all of us that ever paid taxes for highways, we killed the people in Florida, according to that broken logic. And, of course, we didn't kill them. We all know the world's a dangerous place. We're trying to make it as safe as possible. We know our infrastructure's in big trouble, like President Trump's been saying. And if somebody built that bridge 10 years ago shoddily, prosecute them, because there's no statute of limitations on murder. But think about how crazy that is when a jihadi, they're not talking about not letting people rent trucks in Europe. They put up these freedom barriers everywhere where there's any public events because the jihadis will run over. It's never how it's a Muslim. It's all about we don't have enough barriers up. So that's just a side issue, a real tragedy there. Another article on Infowars.com and Newswars.com right now. In private, Dems panic over Pennsylvania win. Well, they stole the election. The GOP's confirmed. They flipped in a bunch of districts, thousands of votes per district, tens of thousands of stolen. They just flipped the votes for the Democrat. But he wouldn't have had any hope if he hadn't posed as a Republican. So that's scaring him. There's a Kit Daniels article up on Infowars.com. I want to ask Ted Malik, though, about how they're going to strike back. We're going to have him back up with his new books out. Look forward to carrying it. So that's the director of the crew. I want to make sure we carry it in the bookstore, InfoWarsStore.com. But I want to ask him in closing in the 7-8 minutes we have left about how do we stop the plot to destroy the rebirth of this republic. Before we do that, I've got to fund our operation. And I do it by selling really hot products. Best water filtration, best air filtration. We have the Alexa Pure Breeze, Ion, four-stage filter, HEPA, you name it. Leading competitors used to be about 1,000. Now they're down about 500 because the miniaturization of things are happening. This is 150 with the sale we're running. It's $50 off. And I can tell you, it's like $90 for the unit. And so we're making like $30. We're making like $30, whatever. You cannot get these better filters for your house. This will do a big room or two, get 4 or 5 of these for your house. When the red light comes on, it means it's gotten a little bit of dust. You take that off the front filter. It's got 4 filters. It's amazing. Get your Alexa Pure Breeze today, $50 off the already lowest price system out there. Can remove 99.97% of airborne toxins and contaminants from your home, especially your children. You, everybody deserves this. We have Alexa Pure Breeze, Pro Pure, and other great water filtration systems as well. And we have our new Myco ZX Plus, even stronger. I signed a big year contract with a top producer, so I get it for lower price and stronger, totally organic. It is anti-yeast, mold, and fungus in the gut. It's great to have probiotics. We have those as well, biome defense and other systems that are really high quality. But that's for bacteria, to have good bacteria. This is to knock out the bad fungus, yeast, mold, the candida. And it's incredible, folks, what it does for people. Read the reviews at InfoWarsLife.com. 50% off, but not for long. Because it looks like it'll sell out in the next 2 weeks at that price. So I'm going to have to stop that in a few days and never go back to regular price. Also, the fluoride-free 4-5 colloidal silver and iodine Super Blue has been sold out. It's now back in stock. InfoWarsStore.com. And 25% off Brainforce. Okay, going back to Ted Malik, TedMalik.com. Now, you heard my question here. Maybe you disagree with me, but I think we should ban bridges now because everything's got to be perfect. Ban sports, contact sports, ban tag, ban best friends. Some of them might not have a best friend. Ban families, ban the word mother and father. We're not joking. This is going on. It's like a science fiction book. But how they'll try to strike back, Georgetown's suing me. My lawyers have looked at it. They say it is the biggest PR stunt they've ever seen. It would overturn the First Amendment. It's meant to drag me through the mud. They lie about what I said about what happened in Charlottesville. That's their model to ban things. We need to move against this. The president needs to move. You're an expert in these areas. What do you think we can do to stop the massive censorship rollout, the likes of which we've never seen?
So the first thing we need to do, and you do it day in and day out, and there are others like you doing it in other places on the Internet, and certainly not in mainstream media, that is expose the truth. There's nothing as powerful and as all eye-opening as the truth. So we have to fight the info war. We have to expose the truth. We have to bring those people who have wronged the system, who have been involved in injustice, we have to bring them to justice. And that will include some very high-level people, frankly, in the FBI, in the DOJ, and in the previous administration. I think we need, and this is, you know, Trump is already finding it difficult to do, but we have to defund and scale back what we call the deep state. We have to drain the swamp. That is an activity that is basically a full-time, all-out war. There are all kinds of forces that mitigate against doing that, that make it difficult to do, both in the establishment right and in the left, who want to continue that deep state. We have to defund it. And I think the key thing that we have to do in the long term is basically back Trump. I mean, I said 9 months ago on BBC that Trump will run for re-election, that he'll be around for more than 4 years, and that the motto of that re-election campaign will be Keep America Great.
You did say that on this show and on BBC.
As a built-in assumption. In other words, that he will achieve in 4 years what he set out to do to make America great again, to take our country back, and in those next 4 years, we will do everything to keep its greatness, to reassert American exceptionalism. So, I mean, that's a very tough agenda to do those four things I just mentioned, and it's going to take all of us working all time and overtime.
Ted Malik, getting into the real sophisticated mode of international systems and politics, they always claim, oh, we don't want the left wing to get too powerful, the right wing to get too powerful. But the globalists really just want exploitive, crony capitalist systems they control to vertically integrate and create a world of renters. They don't want competition, and that's their real crime, is it kills innovation. It creates a new serfdom, a new feudalism that hobbles not just the public, but the entitled so-called elites. But the argument of, we don't want the right wing and the populace to get too powerful, let's kind of wink-wink some in the Trump administration, let it get censored some, because it won't matter, they'll still have their speech. It's too powerful if the grassroots Tea Party has this. It's the left trying to extinct the balance, and I don't even agree with this balance thing, and coming to the middle and all that. It's the left going for broke with authoritarianism. It's got to be extinguished when it comes to them being able to censor and block people. You can't just let them engage in all this, and it's massive, it's sustained. They've radicalized the average leftist on the street with their vicious, gibbering monsters, and people need to really get aggressive. We need antitrust against the big tech giants. We need an Internet Bill of Rights, and we need people to take this really, really seriously when these executives and their minions are making fun of people's free speech and saying, will we ban Alex Jones and anybody with an American flag? I mean, there's a real America hate by all these tech minions, and they need to then go somewhere outside the U.S. if they hate it so much. I don't understand why what's made them so powerful they hate. I mean, what is that?
Well, they are a combination of socialists when it comes to social party, social politics, and they are largely transnationalists. They are globalists, and they don't believe in America. They don't believe in American exceptionalism. They don't believe in markets. They want to have a monopoly. They don't want to pay taxes. You see them moving to places like Ireland and lower rent places so that they don't have to pay American taxes. And they're trying to basically keep conservative points of view, right of center points of view, off the airwaves, off the Internet, and to censor the freedom of speech.
And now they're censoring prominent liberals that say, hey, we should be free speech. They're banning them off YouTube and Twitter. I mean, this is going to end up being everybody. I hope they understand that. Ted Malik, TedMalik.com. Look forward to talking to you in about a month or so when your new book comes out. Thank you so much.
Great. Thanks, Alex.
All right. I'm going to get out of here right now because the fourth hour is about to start with Anthony Cumia, who always knocks it out of the park. There's some big things I didn't get into, like the big anti-gun rallies where people like our good friend from Vermont had bodyguards with guns, but we can't have guns, Bernie Sanders. I get guns and bodyguards, but you don't, like the Soviet Union. I'm in the government. I have guns. You don't, little people.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and
$347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to LibertyOnCall.org. That's LibertyOnCall.org.